You're listening to SBS News.
Jock Polfrerman walked out from a Sofia detention facility 4 weeks after he was first granted parole. He had spent more than a decade behind bars in Bulgaria. Upon his release, the 32-year-old was cautiously optimistic about his freedom.
Today is the second try. Of course, I'm happy to be leaving prison today for the second time.
The Australian claims 40 officers came to his cell just an hour before his release and confiscated his passport. Nikola Nikolov, the head of immigration at Bulgaria's Interior Ministry, has confirmed Mr. Polfrerman won't be allowed to leave the country because of an ongoing travel ban.
Mr. Polfrerman will be released today, and he will be under obligation to report to a police station every day until the ban on leaving the country is lifted.
Jock's father, Simon Polfrerman, says the ban only adds further confusion to the situation.
That's an administrative detail that the Interior Minister can just wipe from the computer, so that these are all ploys to keep him in the country.
News of Polfrerman's early release had sparked an outcry when it was announced last month. But the man convicted of murder says he doesn't fear for his safety in Bulgaria, claiming that Bulgarians have done more for him than the Australian government.
Perhaps a lot of people think that I had support from Australia over all these years, but actually those who helped me and protected me were Bulgarians, and I have full trust in them when it comes to feeling safe.
Jock Polfrerman has always maintained he acted in self-defence. He has now served more than 11 years of a 20-year jail sentence for the stabbing murder of Andrei Monov, whose father is an influential former MP. Australia's foreign minister has expressed concern that Polfrerman is still being blocked from travelling home. In a statement, Maurice Payne said, "We call on the Bulgarian government to ensure Mr. Polfrerman receives due process consistent with Bulgarian law. Australia has provided and will continue to provide everything required to assist Mr. Polfrerman's departure from Bulgaria as soon as possible." Some, including his father, now fear Mr. Polfrerman's release could be short-lived after an unusual twist last week, which saw an unprecedented appeal by Bulgaria's powerful Prosecutor General calling for the case to be reopened.
If the court does overrule this, then no other decision by any other court in Bulgaria is actually going to be safe from political interference.
A ruling on that application is yet to be made.